we celebrate in the church the nativity or the solemnity of the nativity of St. John the Baptist. Yeah. In the church calendar, only we celebrate three nativities. What are they? One, Christ, right? When is the nativity of Christ? December 25th, right? Good job, right? The other nativity we celebrate, which one is that? The Blessed Mother, right? When is the nativity of the Blessed Mother? When is her birthday? September the 8th, right? If you didn't know it, now you know it. Huh? September the 8th. And now the third nativity we celebrate is St. John the Baptist. And when is the nativity of St. John the Baptist? Today. Which day is today? June 24th, right. Good job. Okay, so there are just three nativities we celebrate because these people are very important in our church, right? So when a birthday is happening in our families, we get full of joy. We prepare many things, right? You can pass by the neighborhoods and you can see the stork, right? The stork, the bird, as a sign of a new baby coming. We have balloons. We have many things that we organize for the baby when he's coming to our house. A few weeks ago, a month ago, I showed you a picture of my nephew. Huh? And I remember that when my sister-in-law and my brother, they learned that they were expecting their third child, they were a little bit worried, right? But I was fully excited because I said, well, okay, I don't have babies, so I have one more. So, they were worried, huh? But as soon as the baby was born, their worry went away. Their worries went away, and they feel happy, and they feel the love of this beautiful child, huh? The innocence of life. Huh? And now, my nephew is 14 months, so he started walking his first steps, huh? Trying to run in the house. He discovered how to walk, so now he's practicing a lot. And now he's trying to say his first words, huh? And I hope he's going to say Uncle Carlos, right? So all of us, we enjoy having a baby born in our families or knowing that a baby has been born in our family, right? Because this life is beautiful, huh? And especially when we heard today in the psalm, we said together, I praise you for I am wonderfully made. You believe that? You are wonderfully made. You and I are wonderfully made. And for that, I brought this blanket. They call it the Afghan. I don't know if you have seen one of those. I made this last week. Right? And you can see that the psalm, when we said, I praise you because I'm wonderfully made, you continue the psalm saying, you knit me in my mother's womb. You knit me in my mother's womb. Just think about looking at this blanket. How perfect has to be that God will put a stitch by a stitch to make us. Huh? Just imagine about this. How we can do the crest here, how we can put this together. Just imagine how perfect God made us. A stitch by a stitch. Huh? The prophet Isaiah said that even before we were born, God calls us by name. So all of us, since our conception, we have a mission. Because God has made us so perfectly. Just think about this blanket. Huh? It has to be perfect for us to use it. Huh? And this has to be with creation, with love that is being made for us to be able to use it. So today we celebrate this nativity of St. John the Baptist. In the gospel, we heard that they were discussing among themselves what would be the name of the baby. Usually that's a big thing in the family. I remember that when my nephew Matthias was born, my brother and sister-in-law wanted the name Matthias, but my brother's name is Daniel. So my mom, she wanted to be cool to call the baby Carlos Daniel, but didn't happen. So she was a little bit upset, but now that the baby is walking and he's smiling, he's trying to say his first words, nobody cares about the name anymore, because the baby is with us. So the name represents a mission. And in Jesus' time, the name of Zechariah, which is the father of John, has to be given to John. It was the most logical thing that the father would give his own name to the child or relative, right? The name expresses or tells us about the mission. So if Zechariah was a priest, the most logical thing was that St. John the Baptist was going to be named Zechariah, and he was going to take after his father. He was going to be from the priestly family, right? But God had a plan with this child, and his mission was going to be different than the parents planned for him. That's why his name is John, which means Yahweh is gracious. God is gracious. Right? And the mission of this young boy was to point the coming of the Messiah, to call people to conversion, to tell people that Jesus was coming and they needed to change their hearts. So that was the big mission he had. So in order to fulfill this mission, he called people to baptism. That's why we call it St. John the Baptist. The baptism is coming down to the river in that time, and to be clean from our sins, to desire a new life, to leave our old self, the sins behind us, and to walk ahead looking for a better life. And that's what we do. That's what we want to desire. Desire to have a better life. Desire to be with God, to make better decisions in life, right? So that's what we do when we celebrate baptisms, but also when we come to church, when we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, we leave our old lives behind us. So if St. John the Baptist was coming here at this very moment to St. Elizabeth in Wyckoff, was coming down the aisle, what do you think he would say to us? Hi? Perhaps. I don't think he will say to us, look at me, listen to me, I am the prophet, stay with me. No. I believe he will just walk down the aisle, go to the sanctuary, look at the cross, point at Jesus Christ, and he will say, come to him. Come to him. Because that's his main mission, to bring people to Christ. So if you feel having a struggle, come to Jesus. If you don't feel well today, come to Jesus. If you are having problems in your house, come to Jesus. If you are sad, come to Jesus. If you are happy, come to Jesus. If you have doubts, if you feel betrayed, come to Jesus. That's what St. John the Baptist will say to us today. Come to the Lord. Don't stay by yourself. Look at him. He loves you. He loves us. And he wants to help us. So, a few months ago, I had the chance to go to a retreat. And talking to somebody, a member from that community I was with, that person said to me something that went right to my heart. The person said to me, Father, if you don't pray, if you don't spend time with the Lord, you will not be serving Christ. Your vocation will become a job. Your vocation will become a job. And that's true. But this not only applies for priests, it applies also for you and me, as disciples of Christ. If we don't pray, if we don't look the chance for spending time with the Lord, maybe just by being driving, or maybe when we are home, when we are in the supermarket, we just, if we don't get together with the Lord, besides coming to Mass on the weekend, our discipleship will become something external, something that we do out of fulfilling an obligation. This will be an obligation. But today, that's why St. John the Baptist will say to us, come to Christ, come to Jesus. So as we celebrate today the Nativity of the Lord, we are reminded of the gift of life, the life that is precious and is valuable. Since they are little in the womb, when they are born, right? When they are coming to school, little children, when they grow up, when they become older, elderly, all lives are beautifully made. All lives matter. Right? God is the one who gives us, and God is the one who takes it away. Right? So all of us, we want to give thanks to God for the gift of our lives. We ask the Lord to help us. If we are upset, if we are worried, if we feel guilty, if we feel happy or blessed, come to Jesus Christ. That's the message of St. John the Baptist today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.